USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight back to the United States ahead of schedule after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends without the two leaders reaching a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons program. The president saying as he leaves Vietnam,
basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
Economic growth in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2018 coming in better than expected. The Commerce Department says the GDP rose 2.6%. Analysts were expecting to see growth of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. Meanwhile, more Americans are filing for unemployment benefits as the Labor Department says there were 225,000 first-time claims last week, up from 216,000 the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A political operative at the center of an election fraud dispute in North Carolina is now under arrest, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Leslie McCray Dulles is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th congressional district election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election.
A Florida doctor is going to be okay after being shot by a patient in a wheelchair last night. Officials say 59-year-old Larry Ray Bond, a double amputee and U.S. Army veteran, opened fire at the West Palm Beach VA Medical Center while he was being taken to the emergency room. The doctor shot while trying to restrain the man. Apple is laying off at least 200 people in its self-driving car program. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Two San Diego-based U.S. Marines are now under investigation for a recent video that appears to show them in blackface. The video was originally posted on Snapchat and then went viral on Twitter. In the video, the Marines are wearing black charcoal face cleansing masks, and one is heard saying what sounds like the word blackface. The Marines are with the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing, based at MCAS Miramar. Smartphones and SUVs are being blamed for pedestrian deaths climbing to their highest rates since 1990. A study out this morning from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says more than 6,200 pedestrians were killed in 2018, up from 4,100 in 2009. The report says a rise in SUV sales means pedestrians who are hit are more likely to die or suffer life-threatening injuries. And the report says people being distracted by their smartphones and not being focused on the road are another big factor. And more Americans are falling behind on their vehicle payments. A new report by the credit reporting firm Experian showing the percentage of auto loans late for over 60 days slightly higher in the fourth quarter of 2018 than it was a year before. Experian says the percentage of car loan delinquencies has been trending up for the past few years, but late payment rates are still well below the record set in 2009. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.